Senate Bill 245, an act to create a health care access and prevention trust fund and to provide that earnings from the fund be used for certain health care purposes.
Senate Bill 245 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the Senate. Well, 245 is brought to you actually maybe a year late, but we did have a bill here a year ago that actually started the mechanism that would earn some funds for us through the government transfer fund that we set up. The funding comes from the federal government and is based on the differential between the Medicare and Medicaid payments. The federal government at one time decided that they were funding us a little bit low, so they set up a special fund to make up for that difference. Last year, Senate Bill 124 did set up the mechanism to bring this into reality. What Senate Bill 245 is doing is to set this funds instead of into a intergovernmental transfer fund. It will be placed in the Health Care Access and Preservation Trust Fund. The monies will be invested by the Investment Council and will also be expended only by a three-fifths vote of the majority, of both houses. What we want to do is put the money into this trust fund, just use the interest. But even though we wanted to use either the interest or the principal, it would still take a three-fifths vote of both houses. I do have an amendment that I would like to, or a motion at the desk that I would like to pass at this time.
Motion.
Senator Brown moves that Senate Bill 245 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 12 of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, engrossed bill, after legislature, insert for fiscal year 2002.
Thank you
very
much.
Is there a second? Remarks on the Brown motion to amend.
Thank you very much, Pat. You can read faster than I can tell you what it is. Thank you. This motion, we did have a good hearing on this bill, and we had a motion that was put on at that time, and it was to add on line 11, you'll see that we inserted the monies except as appropriated by the legislature for neuromuscular programs and diabetic screening programs. Now what this amendment or motion that I just had Pat read, so very good, is that we will have this only for the fiscal year 2002. It will not be a continuous appropriations. And I believe that Senator Dennert, he and I have discussed this bill, and he does have, I think, a motion that maybe should be put on at this time.
We have the Brown motion to amend in front of us now.
Please do my motion first, Madam President.
Good. Thank you. We'll do that. Further remarks on the Brown motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Brown motion to amend Senate Bill 245. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries, and Senate Bill 245 is amended.
Madam President.
Senator Dennert.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. After visiting with Senator Brown about this bill and looking it over, Madam President, may I speak to the amended bill and my proposed amendment?
That's granted.
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir, your proposed amendment...
The amended bill. Thank you.
The amended bill. All right.
Yes. And this has been handed out. It's 2450A. I'd like to move the amendment.
All right. Thank you.
Senator Dennert.
Is there a second? Discussion on the Dennert motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll get this format down someday if I stick around long enough.
That's all right. You're close. We'll stay with you.
Now may I speak to the bill?
That's granted.
Thank you.
And your amendment.
Yes, thank you. After discussing this with Senator Brown and looking over different things and wondering about on page 1, line 13, where it says the engrossed bill a three-fifths majority of the legislature, both bodies. We got discussing this, and Senator Simmons pulled it up in the internet, and really we think that it's constitutional that we have to have a two-thirds. So as you see in my proposed amendment, we would delete the three-fifths and insert two-thirds, and I think this then would fall in line with all other expenditures of this sort. And I would sure like to have you to accept this amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Dennert motion to further amend Senate Bill 245.
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
I would consider this a friendly amendment.
Thank you. Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Dennert motion to further amend Senate Bill 245. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 245 as amended.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the body. Well, we'll have to speak to both the amendments. The bill as amended. But I think that the body should understand that the amount of monies that we do now have in the government transfer fund that would be put into the health care trust fund amounts to about $17 million. The federal government has also somewhat sunsetted this so-called benefit that we have, and in I think it's 2002 it will be ended, but by that time we should, if everything continues the way it is, we should have approximately another $35 million or more, maybe up to a potential of $75 million. I think it's important because that we have it in this health care fund because the federal government has indicated that this has been going on for some time, and some states are using this funds for other than health care and have been somewhat clamped down on, and it is important that we nail this down and have it for health care use. I think as we look at our demographics of our state, we see that our elderly population is continuing to grow and that we'll have a need for health care in that area. And I think we'll also have a need in the area of childhood care, of health care. And therefore, I think it is very important that we do have these funds available. I think it's also important that the investment council has a chance to invest these monies at the best possible rate, and that we just plan on using just the interest. And as it is now amended, it will take the standard two-thirds to get this interest out and to use it for whatever programs that we so desire. So with that, I would encourage you to vote for Senate Bill 245. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Cleven.
A question for Senator Brown.
State your question.
Senator Brown, do you intend to sweep the fund, then the Intergovernmental Transfer Fund?
Senator Brown.
I wish I had that authority to sweep the funds. No, I don't have that authority. That I'm sure that the funds will be swept.
Okay, so that this fund then will be deleted? Is that correct, or will that still be?
This repealed? Fund will be. You mean the transfer fund?
Yes.
Yes.
It will
yes.
no longer exist after
yes.
this bill. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President.
Other remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Hange.
I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Hange moves that Senate Bill 245 be amended as follows: on page 1, line 12 of the Senate Health.
Madam President, it's been distributed.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Hange motion to amend.
Madam President, the amendment would involve the adding of public access defibrillation equipment onto the section of the bill that refers to the assistive devices and the other items on the bill. What this would do is provide during the general appropriations process, it would locate the money for the public access defibrillation program. This is something that I've worked with the administration on for the last couple of years. This body, 35-0, and in the House, 70-0, approved a liability provision for public access defibrillation, limiting liability, and that was an attempt to encourage the use of defibrillators in the state of South Dakota. The health department hasn't taken a real active role in actually getting the rolling out the program. So the idea behind this is to is through a seed appropriation to actually have that program begin to become much more fleshed out and have the health department develop the rules and to figure out what training is required for public access defibrillation. This is very life-saving measures. This isn't emergency, this isn't EMS equipment for ambulances that technically you could use something like that, but basically what it is for public places and also for government buildings, something that's happening in a lot of states, and it's a really good program. This would be, I would anticipate this would be one-time money to get the program rolling, a grant program of certain defibrillators and of the training also. I would certainly encourage your support, and if you have any questions, I would also encourage those.
Further remarks? Senator
Madam Clayton. President?
Senator Clayton.
Thank you. A question for Senator Hange.
State your question.
Thank you. Senator Hange, we had the defibrillator legislation before us last year, did we not, and did we not pass that? So, why do we bring it back now?
Senator Hange.
Madam President, what we had, that is a very good question. What we had was a bill that addressed the liability issues for public access defibrillation. There's no argument that public access defibrillation saves lives. It was the fact that some people were afraid to actually place the devices in their place of business or in the building that they managed because they were basically afraid that someone could come back to them if the device didn't work or if the people who worked for the business didn't operate the machine perfectly. If you remember, though, from the demonstration, the machines basically operate completely very, very nearly foolproof. You could actually hang one on a wall, and typically if someone were to have a heart attack, that the people there, without any training, would be able to use the device.
Thank you.
Senator Clavin, you have the floor.
Thank you. My question's been answered.
Thank you. Any other remarks? Other remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Vivid.
Question for the sponsor of the amendment, please.
State your question.
Senator, if somebody wrongly uses equipment in a public place, would they be held liable for that?
Senator Hange.
The answer to that is really no, because of the way the best way to describe it, even though it's not identical, is the Good Samaritan legislation. As long as you didn't do something intentionally to harm someone. But the way the machines are designed, they're designed to be used by the public in public places. They're not designed to require expertise to use. Plus, they have they're designed so they do not deliver a shock to someone who, for example, is not in the exact sort of cardiac failure that they're designed for.
Senator Vedder, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks on the Hange motion to amend? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess I just make an observation. I certainly don't have any, you know, compelling reason to object to Senator Hange's motion, but this looks like a Christmas tree that's getting a lot of ornaments on it. And I thought this might be a good time to put down maybe we could do a mandatory PSA screening for every male in the state of South Dakota. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks on the Hange motion to amend. Senator Dennard.
Thank you, Madam President. Question of Senator Hange.
State your question.
Senator Hange, as I look over this amendment or proposed amendment that you're trying to put on here, I was just curious, as long as you're just adding the words to include the defibrillators, when we go through the appropriations progress, will you have any figure in mind how many dollars to tie with it?
Senator Hange.
Very good question. There isn't actually a hard and fast number, but it looked like in order to roll it out, it would be $100,000 or something in that neighborhood. But that would actually go through the appropriations process. That's not guaranteed by this measure, but that is the figure that I did have in mind.
Senator Hange. I was just curious what kind of money, and maybe the whole body then would hear it today before we go to the appropriation.
And Madam President.
Senator Hange.
It was brought to my attention that the amendment where it says line 13 should actually say line 12.
Further remarks on the Hange motion to amend? Senator Hange, we need clarification on the lines of your reference, please.
Okay, Madam President, the first part of the amendment says on page 1, line 12, delete and insert a period. And then the second section says on page 1, line 13. Someone brought to my attention that's actually on line 12 is where the change would take place.
So you're correcting that to line 12 then, Senator?
Correct.
In lieu of line 13.
That is right.
That's correct. Line 12 in lieu of line 13. Senator Drake.
Madam President, I would move that we defer this bill down a little bit to work on this amendment. And
the motion is to defer Senate Bill 245 to the bottom of today's calendar. Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. It has been deferred.